over the past number of years has exposed the really fundamental flaw of the previous scheme, that is that County Clare homes were simply excluded, did no access to grant aid whatsoever, nowhere to turn for redress. The establishment of the Clare Pyrite Action Group by Dr. Matearna Cleary in September 2020 has led to the welcome government decision of the 14th of June 2022 to include County Clare in the new scheme which we're debating here today. Affected householders in County Clare have travelled a long road to get to this point. I want to pay tribute to the sustained campaign of the Clare Pyrite Action Group, led by Chairperson Dr. Matearna Cleary and the Vice-Chair Mary Hanley, working together with Clare County Council, the Director of Services there, Anne Hawk, her team, Siobhan McNulty and Tony Neville, together with expert engineer Simon Peel. I also want to mention the great work of the Clare Champion journalist Fiona McGarry, who's covered this issue extensively over the past number of years. The Clare Pyrite Action Group have identified 1,025 potentially impacted private homes, 17 private housing estates, 5 local authority housing estates, and 11 large-scale public and private dwellings. But I strongly believe that this is a conservative estimation, and many more affected homeowners will come forward, given that County Clare is now eligible for this scheme. The headline aspects of the new bill are welcome, including the increase in the maximum grant available, going up from 275,000 up to 420,000 per dwelling. Grant rates in keeping with the construction cost report prepared by the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. A government guarantee in relation to the remediation works other than full demolition and rebuild options 2 to 5 through eligibility for a second grant if required for a period of 40 years. The introduction of an independent appeals process for applicants with all key decisions under the scheme applicable to by homeowners. Alternative accommodation, storage costs and immediate repair works to a maximum value of 25,000. The housing agency playing a key role under the enhanced scheme by taking on the financial cost of testing and assessing homes and determining on behalf of the local authorities the appropriate remediation option and the grant rate for each dwelling. The extension of the enhanced scheme beyond the current scope of the principal private residency only to cover rented dwellings registered with the RTB, and exempted development status under the planning legislation for remediation works carried out under the defective concrete block scheme on a like-for-like basis. A number of concerns have been expressed to me with regard to the proposed new scheme, and as with everything, the devil is in the detail. With a lot of these matters, they have been discussed by the working group, which was set up in June 2021, including affected householders from counties Donegal and Mayo. This working group did not involve Clare homeowners, and while I acknowledge that the Clare Pyrite Action Group were given a briefing on the general scheme of the bill by officials literally days after its publication, and the opportunity that they got last week at the Joint Oireachtas Committee, that's the sum total of their involvement in this scheme, and which is really, really disappointing. The principal issues that have emerged and have been raised with me by the Clare Pyrite Action Group include principally the damage threshold. The concern from a Clare perspective is that the proposed visual inspection of a 1.5 millimetre cracks may leave Clare homes behind. I say this because access to core testing has enabled County Clare homeowners to make an undisputable case for inclusion in this scheme. The reality is that houses in County Clare might look visually fine, principally because homeowners have maintained a render of their homes. But if a proper assessment were to take place as part of the assessment process, these houses will most certainly be found to be structurally unsound and dangerous. It's important that regulations that will accompany this bill will absolutely recognise this critical point and facilitate homeowners to have the right to appoint their own engineer who will work on their behalf and have access to results. In terms of the SCSI, I believe that any new reports commissioned for calculation of the rates must include County Clare, so there is no delay in having Clare Home enters the scheme and remediation begin as soon as it opens. In relation to the appeals process, the time limitations for this must be extended to at least 90 days to enable homeowners the opportunity to prepare any additional materials as required to prove their case. They must also be allowed to submit additional materials rather than prohibiting them from doing so. This could be, for example, additional independent evaluations of the property or testing. Remediation options must be appropriate for the damage caused by pyrite attack, which also include the issue of foundations. Essentially, householders can't rebuild their homes without scientific testing and its assurance that their house foundations are sound. There's also the option in relation to downsizing, which I think needs serious consideration. We also need to pursue with vigour the quarries responsible for this scandal and hold them to account at every opportunity. Minister, I'm asking you to respond to the matters which I've raised here today in your concluding remarks, that where necessary, you bring forward amendments to this bill and the accompanying regulations that will be required. I also believe that additional time is clearly required for the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Housing and its members to fully consider this piece of legislation and the amendments that will be put forward. It's important that householders who find themselves with crumbling homes through no fault of their own can now turn to a fit-for-purpose scheme that enables them to rebuild their homes and their lives.